Akeem Ayers, Patriots linebacker, is joining us now. Hello, Akeem.
Hey, how you guys doing?
How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You just going to keep that backpack on for the whole interview?
Short term.
It's Kevin Durant.
He's pretty comfortable.
It's Kevin Durant.
He's coming in, he's coming out.
So everybody always asks Durant this at the press conference. So I'm going to ask you anyway, what's in the backpack? Like, do you have like a human head in there or something?
I keep everything here. My iPad. This helps me keep everything together. Keeps me from losing everything.
Right? And that's what you do. You take your book bag with you everywhere. Always
everywhere.
Be prepared. You got some pens in there. Yep. Maybe a quick, maybe a bar, maybe a snack.
Exactly.
You know?
A bar, like a mini
everything
bar?
You need.
Yeah, sure, a mini bar.
You need right here.
Hey, how about this one to start? How much fun are you having right now, considering you weren't here to start the year, you were brought on, and you're in a pretty prominent role on a really good defense that's heading into playoffs? I mean, it's got to be pretty cool for you, isn't it?
Yeah, man, I've been having a lot of fun since I've been here, since day one, just coming in and, you know, seeing some playing time early and the time expand over the few weeks. And it just been having fun, just learning on the go, and you know, the guys on the team been great, the coaches and everyone you know, accepted me early on and just made me feel at home. So I mean, I've been having a lot of fun out there.
You know, coach talks really highly of you as far as just your ability to kind of, I guess, grasp the, you know, the bulk of the plays, especially coming over from Tennessee as late as you did when Chandler got hurt. And he loves that type of player, right? A multiple player. You can play defense, man. You can cover, tackle in space. You can blitz. You got 4 sacks already. You only had 6. I think it was the most you ever had in year 2.
Yeah.
How difficult was it for you to make that adjustment so quickly?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty difficult just coming to a new team and learning an entirely new system. But, I mean, it just took a lot of extra film study and meeting with the coaches and then just trying to simplify for myself as much as I could, and just going out there and just playing and not really worrying about the mistakes. I understand that I'm going to make mistakes early on just coming in, but I mean, just going out there and just playing with confidence and just having confidence in everything I do, and the guys out there to feel, like I said, they helped me out a lot. So
did you have any expectations looking at this team from afar, and were they realized or was it different than you thought it was going to be?
I didn't really have much expectation. I really didn't know much coming into it. But I mean, it's been good.
Or I mean, it's got to feel good now because Tennessee sucks. I mean, do they have to know the Bucks have the number one draft pick, right?
Right, right.
Okay, Tennessee's not far behind.
Yeah, but I mean, you were on some pretty good defenses in Tennessee the time that you were there. You had a second round draft pick, right?
Yeah, second round.
And I guess to amend Christian's question, I'll add on to it. What did you think of the Patriots before you got here? Now, what do you think of this team and organization now that you're here?
I mean, everything. I mean, just the way they run the organization. You know, the way they handle things. Just the way, somewhat as far as like preparation, and everyone just really just disciplined and doing it, especially on the field. You know, everyone's really responsible and hold each other to expectation and a high standard.
We should let you know that right before you came in, we just came off a lengthy discussion, and Christian's been there, of how this organization coaches you on what to say and what not to say. So you're good with that.
Did you get the packet? I mean, are they still giving the packet?
I'm still learning. I'm still learning. So, you know, I didn't get the package, I guess.
Oh, you'll learn the hard way if you're here for a full year next year.
Yeah, it's, you know, do you you've been involved a lot, you know, so you're playing a lot, and then Chandler Jones comes back, your reps kind of drop down, you know, and Chandler Jones says himself, it's like, you know, when you guys are on the field, it's a very difficult combination because you're both multiple. They'll drop him down and put his big, tall, rangy, long-armed guy down a defensive tackle, and they'll move you out. And I was talking to Chandler earlier today because we had him on, just talking about the, you know, moves that you have, special, you know, defensive rush moves that you're kind of been holding on to. Is there something that you've been working on? Is there something that you haven't shown on tape? Because obviously Cincinnati's scouting you guys, the Ravens have scouted you, the Colts have scouted you, you know, because you've already played them. But is there something else that you've been working on that or that you can work on based on the week off that you guys are going to have?
I mean, yeah, there's things I can some of my moves I can work on to really get better, something I start doing a little more. But I mean, I pretty much try to just put everything out there, everything, so when opponents watch a film, you know, they see me doing a lot of different things. So it's not really one thing they can really key in on or focus on. I just think it makes it difficult for, you know, the opponents that I'm going against.
Now, you're an LA guy, right?
Yeah.
And you get drafted and went and played down south.
Wait, are you from LA?
From Los Angeles.
Where'd you go to school?
UCLA.
No, where'd you go to high school?
Oh, Verbum Day High School.
Okay. You play with my nephew.
Yeah.
Okay.
Joe.
Crespi High School.
Yeah.
I went to Crespi High School. I'm sure we beat up on you at least two or three times back
He's a little younger than you.
A lot.
He's a little younger than you.
I know, right? Could be my son.
But an honest answer to this one, you're a West Coast guy, spent some time in the South, and now you're up in New England. What are your, and believe me, we've heard it all. We eat our own up here, so we know. but what are your impressions of New England and New England fans?
I mean, the fans are great. I mean, just in the fan base, just the fans at every game, just the fan support that the players have here. I mean, that's been great. That's something that I noticed that is huge in my short time here.
Was it as far as just getting in? It's just your first time going to the playoffs, right?
Yeah, correct.
Have you guys even talked about it? Okay, I guess what's expected of you, and how hard was it not to look ahead, right? Because this game that you guys played yesterday was. Well, to us, watching it was like a preseason game, meaningless game to us. But how hard was it for you to kind of not look ahead and realize that you don't want to get hurt, but you don't want to play tentative, you don't want to play cautious, you know, you want to leave it all on the field?
I mean, it wasn't hard as much, harder for me because, you know, I wasn't really playing as many reps the last couple games. So it was good for me just to get out there and just to really work some new things. Like you said, I got a chance out there to try some new things that I was playing a little more linebacker in this game, which I haven't really been doing since I've been here. So, I mean, it was good for me because I really got to really work some things that I wanted to work and try some different things and get a feel for a few different things heading into the playoffs.
You, correct me if I'm wrong, you came in here after Mayo got hurt, so you haven't played with Gerard?
Yeah, I haven't.
But you walked into a defense and made an impact right away with Vince Wilfork, mm-hmm. Terrell Revis, Devin McCourty, who's a young veteran like yourself. I mean, there's some voices on that defense, aren't there?
Yeah, man. It's some guys who can really play and some really, you know, some good players who's constantly making plays and just all over the field. And, you know, like I said, just playmakers, you know, all across the board.
Who's the most vocal guy out there? Who's the loudest?
Most vocal?
I think I know who he's going to say, but I'll let him
say.
It's got to be Brandon Brown.
Well, I was going to say, I was going to take him off the list because that's the obvious low-hanging fruit. Give me somebody else who's pretty vocal.
I mean,
does smack talk even exist anymore? Because I think you can't curse and, you know, I mean, is anybody getting in anybody's ear anymore? How do you do it? How do you get away with smack talk, trash talk?
Are you talking to the opponents? Or
yeah. You're not going to say, hey, Vince, move your ass. You know, I mean, come on. Is that as high as you can jump? You know, I mean, no. Because I feel like when you're watching on TV, every angle, you can see everything. And guys still got to talk trash when you hit somebody. But I feel like you have to do it walking away. Like you're talking to an imaginary friend. And the ref says, I heard that. It's like, what are you talking about? I'm not talking to anybody.
You can talk loud enough where they can hear you. Not in their face.
Yeah, all right.
A little walk-away trash talk.
Have you ever had a trash talk incident and you don't have to name players that surprised you, either as a rookie or whatever, somebody said something to you? What's the nastiest thing somebody said to you or something that some veteran said to you across the line of scrimmage? You were like, whoa, I'm in the NFL now, son.
I don't know. One time I was rushing and I got blocked. The tackle blocked me good. I mean, it wasn't so much trash talk, but just made me feel kind of bad because he blocked me good and he was just like trash talking me. You know, it was an older veteran, maybe like, you know, year seven. I'm in a rookie and, you know, I'm in there trying to get a sack and he just clamped me down and wouldn't let me go nowhere. And he's, you know, just talking trash to me, making me feel like, you know, pretty bad. But I mean, it didn't really bother me.
was that your, you know, welcome to the NFL moment? I feel like a lot of guys have like a welcome to the NFL moment. Was that yours?
I don't think so. I don't think that was it. I can't really recall one exactly right now, but I'm pretty sure I have one.
All right, we're gonna have you on again.
I'll think about it. I have one for next time.
So when we have you on next time, will you let us know what's in the backpack?
We want him to open it up through
the front
of us,
right?
Because you know there's some things he doesn't want us to see.
No.
Where'd you sleep last night?
Oh, actually.
It'd be great radio to see what's in the backpack.
That's some good things in here.
Hey, Akeem, continued success and good luck in the playoffs.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Akeem Ayers of the Patriots.